In the nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Today's Mass is being offered in honor of the baby Jesus, El Santo Niño, and for the repose of the soul of Eric Maddie, who died earlier this week on Friday. Did I mention that on Sunday? I didn't. Eric Maddie is the brother of Colleen Maddie, who I guess I didn't mention because she doesn't come here very often. She's from Rio Rancho and does keep up with us very well. And her brother passed away not on Friday though. That's just when his body was discovered. He passed away many, many days earlier. And sadly, he was not discovered till much later. And so, please pray for the repose of his soul and for the consolation of his family, because Eric, was not somebody who in any visible way, professed faith in Christ. But his family is very, 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 very faithful. So please, pray for them and as well for his soul, should he have reached out for mercy to God. As today is the last day that I get to spend with you before the Paschal season begins, I'm glad that it's on the day when my favorite reading in the whole of all the readings is done. And it's for the simple reason that nobody knows about this reading of St. Susanna. And as well, it happens to be the longest. So thank you again for doing it. I think you did it last year as well, Margarita. It's the longest by far. And it's the one that I used to fight all the other seminarians to be able to read on this day, the fifth Monday of the season of Lent. I just love it. I just love it. But today I'm not going to preach on it because I think I've done every other week for the past like 6 years to do so. Instead, we have a singular opportunity at this time because it's year C. And in the year C, we get to take, instead of doing the reading that we would normally do on this day, which is paired with that reading, the woman caught in adultery, we did that yesterday, right? And so the church says, because you did that yesterday during year C, go ahead and do the next verses, which is verse 12 through 20 of there, which is our Lord talking about how he is the light of the world, the light of the world in this way. And though I'm going to dwell specifically on that passage in Spanish in just a moment, I want to give you something in English. This is from Origen, one of the great doctors or fathers of the church. And he speaks about the mystical reason that our Lord gives for saying these words that he does. He talks about being the temple and bearing testimony to himself. Do you recall where it is that he was when he was giving this teaching? It's only in the very last sentence of the gospel. Do you hear it? I don't mind wearing my glasses, so I can't tell whether you're nodding your heads yes or no or just staring at me blankly. So I'm going to say you probably don't know. He's in the temple. But not just in the temple, he's in the temple treasury. The treasury of the temple. And that's important here for this reason. These are the words of Origen. He says, here's the mystical reason why he said these words in the treasury. He says, quote, Christ spoke these things in the temple treasury because the treasury, or rather the treasures, are divine discourses. And they are pressed with the great seal of he who is the divine king. And so because of that, these coins, he says, are the divine words. And so let everyone then contribute to the treasury, meaning that to the edification or the building up of the church, whatever he's able to do for the honor of God and for the common benefit. Venerable Bede, the great English monk, Benedictine monk, adds to that saying, Christ speaks in the treasury because he spoke to the Jews in parables which were covered and kept closed. But the treasury then began, as it were, to be opened at this time when he explained them and opened to his disciples and unlocked the heavenly mysteries which were therein conceived. And so what our Lord is saying here, he's saying all these things, and you see the dialogue that went back and forth with those who were his interlocutors, those who weren't paying attention to the words that he said, the ones who said, how could you say these things? Why does your testimony count in this way? It's just you, and we can't believe just one person saying something. He goes back and forth with them saying, I and the Father are one. The Father is testifying with me. You don't know where my Father? That's because you don't know me. And if you don't know me, you also don't know the Father in this way. And they couldn't comprehend these things. And so with this, our Lord was opening up to them the treasury. And the treasury that they could see, and the only thing that they could pay attention to was money. Remember that they were so focused on the money, saying that if, in another place, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, where said, if a man turns to us and says that his father wants to receive some of his money, or his parents need to be taken care of in some way, but he said, no, I'm going to pledge whatever I had in store for the taking care of you, my parents, and made it korban, made it dedicated to God, then I don't have to take care of my parents in this way. And so what he would say, which is a real divine teaching, that which is consecrated God can't be used for secular things. So that is a true statement. But he says, you nullify the word of God for your traditions. And so here, they were so focused on themselves profiting as those who were the priestly class, those who were the ones who were in charge of the religious ceremonies. They wanted the money themselves, and so they would nullify the word of God, which says, honor your father and mother, take care. That word honor doesn't mean just the way we normally take it, but it really means physically take care of your parents, and it will go well with you. Here it is, he's in the temple treasury trying to open up the real things of God, and all they care about is the money that's all around them. And so for you and me, on this time and this day, we're in the Passion season. And all these mysteries that are here, go, even though we don't have Mass every day, spend some time reading it. If you can look them up online to read them there, or read them in your books that are there, and to go through the happenings which are going on in these days and see what treasures there are really in store for you and me. What sort of value there is in the sacred scripture that the church opens up for you and me in this fifth week of Lent, Passion season, and then Holy Week, which opens up for us next week, and to dive deeply into those things because there's so much of value that is there for you and me. Oh, the Lord desires us to enter into the mysteries in that way so that we can take these things, as he said, the words of God are divine coins. And so such as them being divine coins, and they purchase not secular things for you and me, not going to be able to get regular bread or be able to pay your rent in any way or do anything that the world sees as valuable with them. But it's through the meditation upon these divine words that you and I are able to purchase something that's far greater than that, which is what? That's right. Eternal life. Eternal life. Purchased for by the very blood of Christ, which is poured out for us. And so though I can't break open all the things that are going for in just one single homily that we're going to go through the entirety of the next 2 weeks, it's just not possible to spend time there with our Lord and listen to him and let him reveal to you where the true treasures are, where the divine coins are, and let him show you how to redeem them as we walk step by step with Christ during this Passion season. He's laying everything open for you and me in this time as Origen speaks, as the Venerable Bede speaks to you and me. Just to quote something we shared with you many months ago on the Feast of St. Jerome. Remember his great saying that everybody always remembers about him. That if we really want to know the way to go forward, he says, ignorance of Scripture is indeed ignorance of the person of Christ. And though the Pharisees and the scribes knew everything about the law, somehow they were blind to seeing the true value of what the Scriptures were actually pointing to when it was there staring them in the face in the Word that was made flesh. We're going to speak about that light that has come into the world in just a moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesús dice, yo soy el luz del mundo. Esta palabra debería reconfortarnos a ti y a mí. Nosotros, nuestro mundo necesita luz. Y yo también necesito yo luz en mi camino. ¿Pero qué ha venido Jesús al mundo? ¿Por qué ha venido Jesús en este mundo? Cristo vino a enseñarnos la identidad de su Padre, de nuestro Padre. La vida de Jesús es un faro de medido de la penumbra, de la niebla de una vida que a menudo se vive sin propósito. Jesús vino a dar testimonio de lo que es la verdadera vida. La vida verdadera ilumina nuestras conciencias para ver el camino correcto hacia una vida más abundante. Jesús dice en otro lugar de las Escrituras, en una otra parte del Evangelio de San Juan, el Señor Jesús se dice, yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida. En este modo, Él quiere decir, yo soy el camino directo al Padre. I'm the direct path to God the Father. Toda la creación surgió a través de mí. La única palabra que el Padre había continuamente. It's the only word that the Father continually says. The only word that God has spoken from the very beginning. Pero la creación fue dañada por el pecado del hombre. Por eso el Verbo Jesús se hizo carne para hacer nuevas todas las cosas. Pero lo tanto, Jesús está diciendo, toda la creación debe pasar por mí si quiere alcanzar su meta de encontrar el verdadero descanso en la casa de mi Padre. Yo soy la verdad. Yo soy la verdad sobre Dios y sobre el hombre. Mírame, medita en mi vida. Y descubrirás el significado, el propósito, el valor infinito de tu propia vida. De mí aprenderás a actuar correctamente en tu relación con el Padre. La verdad de Jesús. La verdad de Jesús da luz a nuestras conciencias, sobre todo en los momentos de discusiones moralmente difíciles. Él es la vida misma, la fuente de vida natural y sobrenatural. Él se dice, y esta vida fue a la luz del género humano. Así que en cualquier oscuridad y dificultad en la que te encuentres durante este tiempo de pasión, esta semana de pasión, mientras viajamos hacia la cruz con Cristo, pide a aquel que es luz y vida, que brilla más en tu alma. Por eso vino Jesús entre este mundo. Él se dice, yo soy la luz del mundo. En el nombre del Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu Santo.